There is the full-time whistle. The referee has blown it up. It's all over, and Monaghan have won the Dr. McKenna Cup for the first time since 2003. And everybody's shaking hands. It's all over. The pre-season competition is done and dusted. Monaghan have won it, 111 to 13 points. In the end, it was a one-point victory for Monaghan, but Donegal made a real, real game of it. Remember, at half-time, on the scoreboard, Monaghan were leading 1-7 to 4, and in that opening half, Michael Bannigan scored 3 points, and the goal came from Desi Ward. Patrick McBurdy had a couple, and Kieran Thompson got a score for Donegal, but Donegal trailed by 6 at the break. They then went out to a 9-point deficit 9 minutes into the second half. Michael Bannigan stepping up with 2 of the 3 as he ended the game with 5 points. But the second half substitutes for Donegal made a difference, one in particular, and that, of course, the Donegal captain, Michael Murphy. He had 6 points between the 13th and the 37th minute as Donegal chipped away at Monaghan's advantage. They got it down to a single point. There was, of course, a goal chance as well for Donegal, possibly 2 goal chances in that second half. It needed begging to keep both of them out. Donegal couldn't find the back of the net, but after a disappointing period where they didn't score a point from play from the 5th minute in the first half to the 19th minute in the second half, in the final quarter after the water break, Donegal did play some very, very impressive football, but it just was a wee bit a little too late. They couldn't get those couple of extra points towards the end of the game. It's Monaghan who take the victory. 111 to 13 points was the final score. A really entertaining finish to the game. Martin McEwen, delighted to see Donegal make a game of it, because we were at one stage at the start of the second half, we thought it was going to be a very, very long night. But the substitutes that Donegal made, and I suppose it was coupled by what Banty done on the line as well, so many changes to Monaghan that they sort of lost their shape and the way they were playing the ball. But in the end, it was an entertaining end to a pre-season competition.
Yeah, it was, and you know, you have to, Donegal ended up happy enough. We got the final, we got another very, very good game. It ended up, but at a stage it didn't look good, but the substitutions, as you said, Michael Murphy and Keelan McGonigal made a big difference when he came in as well. And I think that looking at it, you know, it was, if Mulligan went for the goal at him, that he probably could have carried it through Aaron Mulligan and hammered it, and if that had gone to the net, I think that would have put them maybe 10, 11, 12 up, was it, whatever, and that would be a big bother. But they did show great character and great heart. Michael Murphy, just shows you how important he is, made a massive difference. Come on, he gave us a target inside to hit, and they, especially as you were saying, going up the left side, and they got a lot of ball into him, and they got quality ball in. So yeah, and the end up, it was good. There's that performance, that's that last 15-20 minutes, that's what we need to take next week to Mayo, you know, because Mayo are going to be physical, they're going to be powerful and everything else, and we have to, you know, use Niall O'Donnell coming off the bench as well, you know, I thought made a difference. But anyway, look, it's you'll be happy enough. I know you get beat and everything else, it's only the McKenna Cup, it's not the end of the world or anything else, but you know, Monaghan will be disappointed. Now they'll probably say, well, we made a lot of substitutions and everything else. They'll be happy with that performance. Now Donegal have to look at the two performances. We have to look at the performance when we were very, very poor. We didn't know what we were at. We were individuals, and what we were doing, and that stage very bad, Oisín. But then when we got control of it and we got set up, and then we started getting the ball to the right players, and we got the ball to the right men, and made a big difference. And that bloody mark, maybe in the end up cost us, because it's a mark. It's funny, you know, automatically, I think the referee even blew the whistle. And I don't know if he did or not, but maybe he didn't. Maybe he'll tell you he didn't. But if Kieran McGonigal hadn't just bothered about just normally catch the ball and turn and maybe hammered into the net, you know, it was a great mark and everything else. But the fact it was outside. But in saying that, that's, you know, that's, look, it's disappointing, but yep, it just gives us an option there, you know, an important, you know, I think it's important that Michael Murphy starts next week, Oisín. I think it's very important he's starting. I hope Niall O'Donnell will be fit to go as well. We need to try to get his interview in the field. I said to try to win these first two games, it'll be very important, the Mayo one and then the Kildare one at home. So both games will be very important in the lead to get a good start. So look, at we'll finish on a positive note in a way, even though you lost the match, you finished on a very positive note, and that there, and you know, it was the first probably big game that Michael Murphy has actually played in everything else. Now their lads playing college just during the weekend, and hopefully they get through that and everything else. We're ready, so looking forward to next Sunday. Look at even Monaghan, that Monaghan team is going to put it up to Tyrone here next Sunday as well. So some great games coming in the four divisions, but particularly in Division 1.
Yeah, okay, many thanks to Martin McHugh for his contribution tonight as well. We'll have reaction from this game from the Donegal camp for you shortly, available in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com, and we'll also have reaction tomorrow afternoon on Sunday Sport as well. But we're going to wrap things up here from Hayley Park and Oma in this Dr. McKenna Cup decider. Monaghan have won the title of the McKenna Cup for the first time since 2003. Just about beaten Donegal tonight. Full-time score, Donegal 13 points. Monaghan 1-11. A one-point win for Monaghan. From me, Oisin Kelly, enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening. Have a very good evening.